Good afternoon, this is Mike.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
And customer support from who?
Did you opt in to receive a call back for customer support?
I have today. I've been on the phone all day concerning a stolen credit card that's being used fraudulently. So I have left a couple of messages. What you are customer support from who?
Sir, I would, in order for me to tell you that, I'm going to need a little more information from you. Can I have your zip code, please?
86315.
Okay, what's your name?
Michael Evertson. Are you from Technical Status Solutions?
This is customer support. We are customer
Your customer support for who? If you can let me know who your customer support for, then I could proceed and let you know what's going on.
Okay, sir. When I get pull your information up, we'll let
okay,
you know.
Very well. Thank you. I've been dealing with this all day today, so I'm a little short right now.
Okay. I can't find anything. It's still loading.
Well, you see, it may not be me who made a charge, whatever customer support you're representing, because my card was stolen.
Okay, sir. And your first name again, you said Michael?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L. My last name is Evertson.
Spell that for me.
E, V as in Victor, E-R-T-S-O-N, Evertson.
Okay. Okay, can you, Mr. Everson, can you verify your full address with the city and the state, please?
And what is that for?
I need to verify this is you. I have a name,
okay,
but I just want to verify this address matches the name.
Okay, Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86315.
Okay, what's the address?
If you attach that address or that state and city, it's Arizona, Prescott Valley, Arizona. To that name, that's me.
Okay.
You don't need my house number because I don't even know who you are.
Okay, sir. In order to give you more information, because it could be somebody with the same name in the city and state as you, can you give me the house number?
No, I've been beat out of over $1,000 today on a credit card scam, okay, on several items. And I'm trying to find out from who, so that the fraud people know it's a Visa credit card.
Okay, hold on.
If you let me know who
hold
you
on,
are,
sir.
I'd feel
hold
more,
on.
I'd feel better about giving you information.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so it looks like you already called in and talked with someone today. Yes, sir. You called in
I
and
have
talked with someone. Yes.
Okay, I have talked to several people today. The last person I talked to was somebody had a rooster in the background. Okay, she's probably from the Philippines or someplace. I don't know. Or Vietnam. I don't know. But it was a scam on, I won an item, and if I paid for the shipping, I would get this item for free because I won it. And then I see a charge on my credit card of $67.32. And she tells me that I didn't respond within 3 days for some reason.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry for the. I don't know why they called you back, but I see where you called and somebody they did offer you a full refund. They already talked to you earlier, so.
Yeah, finally a full refund. I don't understand the racket here that you guys are doing. You're offering one a free gift, but then you're charging the credit cards another $70.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, that's fraud, and you'll be hearing from further from the fraud support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.